Hello again. This is Dr. Schwartzbein with another Menopause Minutes. Today's topic is, why in the world would I ever want to have a monthly period again? This is one of the most common questions to come up during my initial consultation with a new patient. And here's my answer. To lose weight, feel energetic, lower your cholesterol, protect your brain, your heart, and preserve your bone density, to name just a few of the benefits. When I first talk to women about hormone balancing therapy, about starting to feel good again, eliminating their symptoms, sleeping through the night, losing fat weight, having improved mental function, becoming themselves again, and of course, protecting their long-term health, all of the good things that come from rebalancing their hormone systems, they always smile appreciatively. And as I explained that what we are doing essentially is mimicking premenopause physiology by restoring their estradiol and progesterone levels, they nod their heads approvingly, acknowledging the logic of it all. And then I remind them that one of the things that accompanied their premenopause healthy physiology was a menstrual period. And immediately that happy, appreciative, approving look changes to one of dismay. Kind of a, hey, wait a minute look, which of course I find completely understandable. And so begins our conversation about what one of my clever patients years ago called the bloody truth. Why resuming a monthly period is critical to the success of hormone therapy. Now, of course, this only applies to women who still have their uterus, women who have not had a hysterectomy. Let's start, as I always like to do, with physiology. As you know, the overarching goal is metabolic balance to protect your long-term health and keep you feeling well today. Remember the Schwartzbein principle. The degenerative diseases of aging are not caused by genetics. They are caused by metabolic imbalance. A prerequisite to metabolic balance is hormone system balance, all of your hormone systems. Since all hormone systems interact and are interdependent, if any one hormone system of the body is not functioning correctly, then all of the other hormone systems of the body are going to be out of balance as well. You've heard me say this before, but it bears repeating. Menopause causes a permanent hormone deficiency state because you are no longer able to produce adequate levels of estradiol and progesterone. So to bring all of the other hormone systems of the body back into balance, to restore metabolic balance, you have to restore the sex hormones with supplemental estradiol and progesterone through hormone balancing therapy. And when you do, when you effectively recreate premenopause hormone levels, you guessed it, your friend shows up. You have a withdrawal bleed. There's no getting around it. That said, I have heard from a number of women that their doctors are giving them bioidentical estradiol and progesterone at lower dosages to avoid their having a period. The fallacy of this thinking is that the amount of bioidentical estradiol required to protect your heart, bones, and brain and keep you from storing fat in your midsection necessitates a monthly bleed. Beyond a certain level, estradiol causes the lining of the uterus to thicken, making it necessary to have a monthly withdrawal bleed to shed the lining in order to lower the risk of issues like heavy bleeding, hyperplasia, and uterine cancer. Said differently, if you are not taking an amount of estradiol that thickens the uterine lining and necessitates a withdrawal bleed, you are not taking enough estradiol to protect your health. It may be enough to address some of your current symptoms and problems, but that's not the only objective. In closing, I have to tell you that in over 2 decades of working with thousands of women, I cannot remember a single patient who stopped doing hormone balancing therapy because she didn't want to have a period. It's physiologically clear that women find the benefits of being hormonally and metabolically balanced to far outweigh the inconvenience of a monthly bleed. And that's my final word on the matter. Period. So until next time, I'm going to review key points related to bioidentical hormones in a bioequivalent manner. Until then, be good to yourself.